You know this game. We've played it so many times before. And you act coy, like you always do. Never wanting to admit what you want. Whereas, I know what you want. But before you can have it, I want you to beg for it. I want to hear you whimper and whine as I tease and toy with you. I want to hear the words. You just have to let them slip out. They want to be free from your throat. So easily slide out of your mouth with a moan as my fingers caress your clit. And the back of my hand slaps your warm, flushed thighs. Feel you're getting so wet after such a long, grueling workout. I paint words on your silky skin with my finger, detailing every act, every twisted fucking act, every abuse about to rattle your body. You shiver. As you feel that fingertip glide across the small of your back, as I write something you desire and fear at the same time. Have my own words tied your tongue, bound in ways different than ankles and wrists, and better than and I'll let you, gladly. But you don't say the words. So, you'll make me edge you all night. And I'll laugh as I watch you squirm. And your toes curl like little fists. You're so helpless against my taunting fingers, building you up into an edifice of ecstasy as my whispers tear down your defenses. I don't want to break you, though I do enjoy your sobs, born of your stubbornness. All because you won't say the words. It takes my own tongue to loosen yours. Circling your clit like a shark, it hounds you and harasses you until you cry out in a quivering voice. I pause a moment, a solitary instant, before saying yes. You buck your hips and press against my lips. Your breaths broken by shutters before the screams burst from your lungs. You could have had this so much earlier. This orgasm could have been yours hours ago if you had just said the words. But now that you've said them, you have no hesitation to say more, to say all the things you want to now. You peer at me, tears in your eyes. A little relieved, but so far from complete. Please. Please fuck me. I need you to. You murmur so full of desire. And I cannot refuse. My groans meet your gasps as I push myself inside you. Your fingers play a tune on my back as they slide towards my ass. And you pull me down harder, grinding against me as you try and talk dirty. But all you can do is stammer and sigh. You're so close again, but the words fail you. But at this moment, they fail me too. We're clasped, flesh against flesh. The heat and passion drive us towards bliss. Your second orgasm washes over you. You're so much quieter, but I can tell it. It was a more powerful experience. And you sob and whimper that you need more as you look at me with longing. We don't need the words anymore. You wrap your legs around me and pull yourself even tighter to my chest with your arms draped over my shoulders. I can't escape, but I don't want to. As you pull me closer, your lips push against my ear, and you whisper what you've wanted most of all. Please, please, I want you to come with me. Before you kiss me and moan anew, I fuck you with a renewed vigor. Roll back in your head as you brace for another orgasm. And my own. The only word you can manage now is yes. And you repeat it again and again in my ear. Those three letters are so beautiful. You start off silently, and as you get close to coming. You yell it louder and louder and louder. And it, oh, and it rings off the walls. The echoes of your passion. I'm compelled to come in your embrace. Your voice. Oh, your voice. Driving me to explode as you do. We're both spent, but satisfied, breathless together, and without words, but we don't need them anymore, at least not until next time, when it's going to be my turn to say the word. I wonder how long I can hold out for. Oh, you're so good at edging. Oh, that fine, fine torture. Such a fun game, isn't it? You, my dear, you are an amazing competitor.